One of the most effective and noteworthy strategies put into practice by the Monroe Movement, spearheaded by Robert and Mabel, was a newsletter called The Crusader. Started in 1959, the newsletter grew from a small local effort into a national and international means of communication. Over time, The Crusader was instrumental in building an international network that would support armed self-defense, resist the Klan, and provide assistance to Robert, Mabel, and their two young sons.
Well, we had our newsletter, The Crusader, which was our personal journal that we had started putting out in 1956. We found that the local press was not telling people what was going on, not only in our local struggle, but in the struggles all over the South. People were rising up against segregation and all kinds of movements going on, and our local paper was not saying anything about it, or if they mentioned it, it would be just in passing. And so that's the way we got our story out to other people. That's how the people in New York and in California and all around were able to know what was happening in Monroe.